do want to give a little, want to give a little love to the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
ESPN 1320, the game.
Yeah, just died a little bit. We'd wondered, and I think Bonte even said yesterday on Instagram, what was the line he used? Measuring stick game?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, got a good record right now, but how truly good is this basketball team? I don't know that we got our answer yesterday, but I feel like we got a answer yesterday, and I think the Golden State Warriors are good.
I think
like,
they are, too.
Real good, not schedule good. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good basketball team.
I do, too. I think they're really good. What they do as far as being able to hit the three-point shot and their team being able to being built around that is really working out right now.
Yeah.
It's really working out, and I don't see it dropping off dramatically. Like we saw yesterday, Buddy Hield's at least going into the game shooting 50% from three. I don't expect that to happen all year, but he's not going to go to like 22. Like he's going to be a good 3-point shooter percentage wise all year long. Obviously, Steph will. They had Kyle Anderson hitting threes. Who knows what that's going to turn into? But they're good for real. They are good for real, and that was a good win last night in Boston.
20. Well, go ahead. Do you want to?
No, like I wasn't sure. Like that was a good win, by the way. Like that was a good win for the Warriors and stuff like that. But I wasn't sure if the Celtics were playing the Charlotte Hornets or the Warriors. Like have a little bit of self respect. Gosh, did you win the championship or was it Game 9 of the season? You see 95.7's Twitter account? It's like they got to the next round of the playoffs. All caps. Retweet if you're happy to be a Dubs fan. Talk about seasons change, contenders. Like, bro, like, yeah, congrats, but have some self-respect at least. Legacy franchise, but like, you're so excited to get this one. Like, I'm not mad they lost, but it's just kind of like. Like that, so this is it for you guys. Big day, huh?
Did you see
we were building up, going into the night, going into the game, all build up. Oh, wow, big game. Like, all right, bro. Good for you guys.
Let's get it off your chest.
I'm just saying,
no,
bro.
No, I got you.
I'm just saying. You want to be Lakers and Celtics, but you act like Hornets.
So
now I got to go to their
Oh, look, bro, look.
I gotta go to the Twitter and see what the
well, didn't play Jaylen Brown or Porzingis, by the way. But yeah, we did it. We beat Sam Hauser's ass.
There's a little butch, a little butcher boy.
Don't let us beat the Celtics. I told you.
Oh.
Four-time champion Steph Curry went into the house.
Oh my God. No, no, turn that off. No, we gotta go. We got to put that on the stream. Hang on,
hey,
that's gotta go to the stream.
I wasn't lying. I'm not dissing either. I'm just telling the truth.
That's gotta go to the stream. Hang on, boy. What it must be like to have
my
a Twitter
poor father's
account.
Texting me last night. What the hell happened? Like, why are all these Warriors fans texting me?
Let's
check in.
Yeah, pull up the tape.
Yeah, we got. Oh man, I love when Butch. Oh man.
Hey, turn down your volume in your car. Your speakers might blow out.
Retweet if you happen to be a Dubs fan.
No, okay. So in defense, now I dislike the 95.7 The Game account as much as anybody. But in defense, they are.
I don't know if I dislike them.
Well, I'm not a fan. They are talking to Warriors fans, and they're talking to their fan base. But let's check in with Butcher Boy.
I can feel it coming in the air. Tonight. I told you, don't let us beat the Celtics. I told you, four-time champion Steph Curry went into the house that he built. Game four, you looking at me? Yeah, New York, I'm looking at you, the guy through the glass who's the New York Jets
fan.
Oh,
my guy Justin.
Let him know,
my
Curry
guy
is back.
Well, Justin told me.
Draymond Green throw lobs. Buddy Hield doing dances. Buddy freaking Hield. OJ the glove fits. Buddy Hield fits.
But Butch couldn't. I mean, Bonte was just trying to get a word in. Bonte was just trying to. No. Butch just kept going.
On this team, are you kidding me?
What is
are
he doing to the microphone?
Steve Kerr, you know why you didn't play Jason Tatum at the Olympics? Because he's an ISO player who has no rhythm to his game. He was right. He was right. They won the gold. Jason, sit your ass down on the bench.
I can't get over the OJ
line. Let's go. GP2. Kevon Looney. You thought he was done? How many putbacks did Kevon Looney have last night? Let's go.
34 offensive rebounds for Lou Dog. 34 offensive rebounds for Lou Dog. Don't take love, Jason. I can't get over that. Lou Dog.
I don't want to hear from Tatum bucking on them. I don't want to hear from Jason Tatum ever again. He had 24 in the second half. He was awesome. But there's no one else going off when he's going off. It's my turn. You guys get out of the way. And the Warriors set unbelievable double teams at him all night. I loved it.
Do you love that? I know you players said they're going to win 50.
I can feel it.
You can feel it now. You're on a train, baby. You're on a train right now. Listen, I can't stop laughing.
I never want to hear Jason Tatum slander four-time champion Steve Kerr ever again.
Wait, what month is it? What month is it? Like I said, I'm not dissing. I'm just telling the truth.
I mean, so... Look, I'll say this.
I don't really know what to say, to be honest.
I'll say this. I do understand what Jesse is saying. There is, with all due respect, I'm keeping it a stack. Sacramento, you know I love it. You know I'm riding for Sac all day. If you want on YouTube, you see I got the King City on. There's a difference between us getting excited about beating the Celtics and the Warriors and what they're supposed to be.
You tell me you're Lakers and Celtics, but you act like you're the Hornets.
If the Kings were to go in the ball, yeah, we light the beam, the Young Zell, the original and the remix. We having a good-ass time. I know our history. I know where we're at right now. So we're going to enjoy this. Like Jesse said, this should just been, I'll put it to you like this. Do you think Mason in Ireland would be behaving like this if the Lakers beat the Celtics?
No. Not at all.
I understand what Jesse's saying. No shade. Hey, we all have fun here. We have a good time. I'm just saying, Jesse's right. He's got a point. He's got a point.
There's been like this one-way rivalry too since 2022. It's no different than when the Rockets beat him in like 82. Like, you got one. Congrats to them, though. Big day.
That was a good win last night. That was a good win like that. Oh, but
Dubs are a good team.
No, here's the other thing that I will say.
Can I ask one?
Cook.
It's not. I'm not cooking. It's just. I'm serious. Does Bush know the Celtics won the title?
Well, that's.
I don't think anyone knows.
That's the other part about.
He's talking about the reigning NBA
champion.
Is it realistic to think Bush might not know that the Celtics won the title? Okay.
Well, all right. I don't want to be this guy. Like I said, I'm just putting out the facts. I don't want to be this guy. But how much did the Celtics beat them by when they went to the Garden last year? Wasn't it like 60?
About.
Didn't they beat their ass by 60 on Sunday on ABC? Like I said, I don't know nothing about nothing. I'm just saying I don't know.
It's a broadcast journalist.
Drew Dowd put in JT revenge game of quotes. I mean, JT went for 30 and shot 50%. Like, sorry. Like, Jalen Brown and Porzingis didn't play. Like, congrats. And,
well, this is the other thing that I heard that I they need to stop this.
Uh-huh.
They need to stop this right now.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a lot of people. Well, not a lot of people. Just like two. Where they're like tweeting out, oh, I don't see what the big deal is. The Celtics, they didn't even have their best player out there last night. No, don't do that. Do not do that. Don't be disrespectful to LMA's man, Jason Tatum.
Okay, you can't do that.
What?
You can't say don't be disrespectful and then refer to him as LMA's man.
They're together. Like if right now, Jason Tatum's girl has a new song out. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying it to diminish him. I'm saying they're a power couple. You know what I mean?
Okay. I'm with it.
So don't be disrespectful to the best player on the Celtics. No disrespect to Jalen Brown. Tatum is the guy.
If you're still
Zero
on the,
is the guy.
If you're
don't
still on the Brown is better than Tatum thing, then good for you.
Well, speaking of Jalen Brown. No, this is, and shout out to Manny for making sure we saw this.
Shout out to my guy, Joe Mazzulla.
This is rather epic. This is Joe Mazzulla pregame yesterday.
Joe, just confirming no Jaylen Brown tonight, and if you have an update there, if you've talked to him about it.
Is he out? He's out.
Have you been able to talk to Jaylen about the injury?
Mm-hmm. I talk to him every day.
That's, what were those conversations like?
I mean, we both kind of mumble when we talk, and then we just shake hands and move on.
Did he happen to mumble about his hip at all?
I couldn't understand him.
Joe, just...
That dude is funny. That's funny. Your coach is funny.
Yeah, he's the perfect coach for that.
That dude is different. That dude is different.
Watches the time. I think he said four times a week or four times a day.
That's a little ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a lot. He's a wild boy. He has some dope Jordan 4s on too last night. I peeped that. I want to see if Nick DePaula got a picture of that, because those were fire. But yeah, Joe Mazzulla, he's a funny dude.
Yeah, he's funny, man. He is absolutely hilarious.
Shout out to Nemias Cater, too.
Well, yeah, so Nemias Cater playing some good ball over there. I think he had, 13 yesterday? Let me get you the exact number. Cater. Because he's not on the Golden State Warriors, stupid. Nemias Cater, 6 for 11, 14 points, excuse me. 14 points, 8 rebounds for Nemi. 28 nice. Minutes.
Two blocks, too, I think. Yeah.
28 minutes for Nemias Cater.
They're doing a really good job developing him.
Yeah, he's in the best possible situation, because when he got there, it was just pretty much you're going to sit at the end of this bench and play basketball in Maine in the G League for a long time. And it's kind of like just a slow development for him. It's always game by game. It looks like he's getting better.
And it's just a testament to the Celtics and to him, because in this, I don't know if he's gotten better. I'll just say that he's gotten better since being in Boston, being able to get rebounds, being able to be in a situation where he's got a defined role. He's not asked to do too much when he's out there. He's gotten better, and he's playing some good basketball out there. So I love to see that.
Yeah. Salute. He could take over after Horford retires, I think.
He was one that I really wanted to work out here. Mm-hmm. He was. I talked about him long after I should have shut the hell up about him. but he's kind of turning into what I hoped, maybe even a little bit better than what I hoped, and I still think he has some development to do. Also, for those that didn't watch and just heard Butcher Boy, like, Derek White did score 26. Peyton Pritchard did go for 16. It's not like Jason Tatum was the only person who scored for the Celtics last night.
Well, and then on top of that, let's not act like Tatum had 7. Tatum was just fine last night. He was not the problem. 32 points on the night.
It was a
5 3-pointers.
It was a 6-point win too. they didn't beat them, 150-98. But
as far as I'm concerned, we'll be seeing them in June, I guess.
I wonder how high
they're good. You won't be seeing them in June. I don't think that'll happen.
How high is Butch's blood pressure when he gets excited like that? He's had a couple of moments. Shoulder up there.
Do you think it? Because I'll say this. I'll be the one to talk. Do you think it's the same as me when I get hyped up, or is it more?
I was thinking that. I was wondering. Is this what Kenny looks like?
I think it's a little bit more.
I do love the similarities between our show. I'm clearly Bonte in this whole. Like, me and Bonte are like, we're one and the same, and you and Butch are one and the same.
I think it's a little less yelling.
You don't yell like that. You're more like, yeah. Oh, y'all thought De'Aaron Fox wasn't going to be able to do that again? Y'all didn't know that DeMar DeRozan was going to fit in here? I told y'all DeMar DeRozan was going to be him. I told you. But what I did not know that Domantas Sabonis was going to be perfect. And then you do the thing where you like stand up and then I didn't know. You lean into the camera a little bit. Tomas was going to be perfect. He was going to be perfect. Perfect! Oh, let me bear Horowitz myself and pat myself on the back. Oh, y'all want to tell me when I'm wrong?
If you want to see more companies make things in America, consider buying more things from companies who are already doing that very thing. Companies like American Giant. These guys have been making t-shirts, sweatshirts, flannels, and blue jeans in America for the last 14 years, with cotton grown right here in the USA. That means good jobs for lots of hardworking Americans in factory towns all over the country. Check out their stuff in stores everywhere, or pick up something awesome at American-Giant.com.
I'm going to tell you when I'm right. Because that Kentucky connection, boy. Oh, yeah, as I made my way around, I saw the Sacramento Kings. I saw them down there. I went up there. Master P said, KC, what's up, boy? I said, Master P, what's happening? Thank you for rolling through my city. Oh, man. And when I handed Uncle V that They Not Like Us shirt, and he smiled and he said, thanks, Kenny. I'm going to rock this the second half.
Shout out to Adnani. I did see Adnani. We spoke real quick. She asked me if I was coming on Sunday, so I can't make it.
Okay, yeah, Kenny ain't coming to hang around.
It's going
to
happen one time, though. It just can't happen this Sunday. I'm going to get up there as long as you give me my canine suit.
Get you that suit that Bobby Heenan had on at WrestleMania. And the dogs was biting through. You fluctuate. You Butch, once he gets to like level 12, he's gone.
He stays at level 12.
You hit 10, you come right back down to 7, 8, a little bit of 6, and then you back at 10. We'll come back. We're having a good day. What y'all want, man? Stealing with KC. You know, Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
I was going to say something, but I'll say it. I mean, it's fine that we were having an impromptu little mini 13th round, and Jesse asked what the biggest fight in boxing is right now. And I think it's a choice between like 3 or 4 fights. And the one that I was going to say was, this is a major, major fight, but traditionally, black on black doesn't sell well in boxing. It doesn't do the same thing. And I was going to say Tank versus Shakur might be the biggest fight in boxing. But it's along the same lines of like Spence and Crawford, right? Like that was a great fight, but it was like the boxing fans' great fight.
Yeah,
And Tank was, everybody was like, yo, we want to see this joint.
I don't think Shakur's enough of a star yet for that.
What you think about Haney?
Haney and Tank. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, it's one of those, or it's Canelo and Bud. Canelo Benavidez, Tank, and one of those 3 or 4 guys. Those are the biggest fights in boxing.
Okay. I wish I had something to contribute to this conversation. I don't, but if it's a fight you feel I should see, I know you'll tell me and I'll watch it.
Yeah, man, we got Tank coming up in a couple weeks. Tyson, well, you know what I just found out?
We're going to have your mom on to discuss.
Oh, she definitely would come on. She definitely would. You know what I just found out? And I have my days mixed up. They're doing this a little differently. Usually it's on a Saturday. Tyson Paul is next Friday night.
Okay.
I said, oh, man.
Still a thing, huh?
It's a thing. I got to work next Friday night.
Oh, we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, Anderson Pack, the rail yards.
Yeah, I got to work. I was like, oh, they put it on a Friday night.
No.
I'm not torn up over missing that fight. And I'll just go back and watch it. But
you know what I was, though, kind of curious to see is the Netflix presentation of it. I've never seen anything live that they've done.
Me neither. They did tennis? Wasn't that what they did?
Maybe they did tennis. I feel like they've done they did a Chris Rock special.
I didn't watch that live.
I don't think I saw that live. I think I saw it later.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it later. Yeah. So I'm kind of curious to see how that goes.
And also real quick, Jack Davis says he missed coming in late. He says, any thoughts on the announcement of the new Republic FC stadium at the Rail Yards? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the tribal chief.
Yes, sir.
Shout out to Wilton Wacharia, that tribe getting the job done.
Yep.
Getting the job done. Big ups. Big
Unlike
ups.
People who have had this task before, who couldn't get the job done, who tucked their little tails and ran out of the city. Oh, no, there's still plans to do it. Will you shut up?
Still leaving them on the paper, though.
Yeah. Yeah, all of these people who have completely botched this. Yeah. Shout out to our people over at Wilton Rancho Rio over there at Sky River Casino getting the job done.
Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. And
by the way, for those that didn't read, there is no question about it. There's no bill that has to pass. Mm-hmm. There is nothing that you have to vote on. Mm-hmm. This is a casino. They got this.
Yeah.
This is a tribe. They're good.
Yeah. And I thought that was really cool, too. I was watching the press conference, and I didn't know this, but it makes sense. I think, I don't want to mess it up, but I think the tribal chief, Jesus, said
This is the first professional sports team owned by Native American tribe. That, and like that's history. That's history right there, man. So,
yes, sir.
Congrats to them, man. Congrats to them. And I can't wait for what they got going on for the city and the surrounding areas.
Hey, let's do one better. Veterans Day this Monday. Mm-hmm. Show up.
Yeah.
Sky River Casino.
Yeah.
Celebrate.
Yes.
That's what we're going to do. This announcement today is going to be a very big part of our show on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to try to get all of the right people on stage with us to talk right. about what's happening. For those not familiar, we will be live at Sky River Casino, 32 Bruce Street, this Monday. Yes, on a holiday, we will be here to cover the weekend in football, to cover the San Francisco 49ers, to cover the two Kings games on Friday night and Sunday. We will be with you on Monday to cover all of that, and we'd love for you to come see us. 32 Bruce Street, Sky River Casino, not just us, but for the first time ever, the Insiders.
Let's go.
We'll be broadcasting live at Sky River Casino. So come pull up. Shout out to our man Jesse. He is doing all of the technical stuff by himself. And when I say by himself, he's really by himself, because I'm not even going to be there to help him get through this. He's doing it all on his own.
Bro, last time we did it, I didn't even know like if I did it right. I was just like, Jonathan, can you hear us? He's like, yep, we're good.
Nah, he killed it. Did it perfectly.
It's like how we started the show.
Did well, but better. But much, much better. So Veterans Day, man, come out. We're going to stick around. Joel's asking us, y'all staying for King Spurs?
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
Sir.
We're going to be out there all day. And we also have a huge announcement I cannot wait to make. We have been working on this for months and months. And we finally get to make the announcement. We're going to do it relatively early in the show. And it involves our next live show. This one is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm so freaking hyped for this. I cannot wait to tell you guys about this on Monday. And just, I don't want any, oh, they're adding more program. No, no, no. Listen closely. We're telling you about our next show. That's what the announcement is. But it's going to be dope, man. So this Monday, Sky River Casino.
Yes.
So the Warriors are good.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
That's still shot right there.
The Lakers.
Sabo, get that.
The Lakers might not be. Here's JJ Redick postgame.
JJ, you're talking a lot about two or three guys, getting them to put in the effort. You talked a lot about wanting to play hard and LeBron being the guy that played hard in tonight's game. How do you address that with the team? What's your philosophy for approaching that?
I just did.
And he's out.
God.
All right, JJ.
Wait, JJ, did he kick some? No, listen to me here. Did he kick like some pipes or something like that? Listen when he walks up. Like things get kicked around.
Pipe kicking.
Okay. Philosophy for approaching.
I just did.
Okay, I don't.
JJ, all right,
Casey. I don't think he kicked pipes.
What was that?
I don't know. I don't think he kicked pipes. However, so everyone.
I just did.
Everyone heard that. Well,
only played.
If you're not sure what he might be referring to, there's a good chance it's this.
D'Lo only played 21 minutes tonight. What did you see there? Why did you make the decision in the second half to go away from him?
Again, just level of compete, attention to detail, you know, some of the things I've talked with him about for a couple of weeks, and at times he's been really good with that stuff, and other times, you know, it's just reverting back to certain habits. But you know, it wasn't like a punishment. It just felt like, you know, for us to have a chance to win this game, that was the route we wanted to take.
D'Lo only
yikes. Also, for those that are watching, and I'll certainly read it, look at that stat line right there. LeBron James, 39 points, 15 of 24 from the field, 6 of 11 from 3, 7 rebounds, 6 assists. No Anthony Davis out there. Literally tried to do it on his own. And this team is struggling. This was a bit of a contentious matchup. Ja For those that don't know, Lakers play the Grizzlies. For those that, Ja, I don't like them. Turns out Ja might be one of us after all. He said, I do not like them. He hit the two small on Austin. I can't remember who he hit the two small on. And then LeBron hits a shot. Ja goes down. He hits the two small, standing directly over Ja Morant. Oh, man. Oh, man.
It wasn't even on LeBron.
No, it wasn't. It absolutely was not. It absolutely was not.
No, they,
things not the best in L.A. Just for fun. This was funny. I'm not going to play any audio. I'm just going to put this back on the screen while we talk. Because that's funny. JJ been a coach for 10 games. He's thinking about that podcast. Oh, he's thinking about what his former wife.
Well, look, the problem is he out here podding. Hey, you don't need to be saying all that. You're a head coach in the NBA. Like,
is that not the most honest thing you've ever heard a coach say at the podium before?
Yeah, off the top of my head, I can't think of one. And I think there's a reason for that.
Well, yeah, you can't really come back from it. Like, once you say it, you can't unsay it.
There's a reason for that. He need to chill out with all that. Because, yeah, like, you can't go around saying those things about your players and then at publicly. I'm a believer in that. Publicly. We keep the family business, family news and everything that's going on.
Keeping it in-house.
In-house.
Yep.
Right? And you can tell D'Angelo Russell that in the locker room and say that to him and, you know, and get on him, whatever, and say,
well, it sounds like he has.
Yeah, you can say it and you keep it there.
Maybe he's thinking it didn't work. Well, Law Murray's a damn good reporter.
He is. He wasn't even at this game.
I was going to say, I think he covers the Clippers, but that's fine at any point. I always forget my guy, Dave McMenamin.
Dave McMenamin.
Yep. Yeah. Dave McMenamin doesn't need to hear
that. Neither does Momo. Momo doesn't need to hear that either.
What's my guy's name? Jonah?
Yeah.
I always forget his name. He's a very good writer.
So, yeah, you don't. I'm a believer, and you don't say that stuff publicly. You don't say that publicly. And once again, it's going to be one of those things
look
where.
Look at JJ's face.
It's going to be one of those things where if you're. And he has done it once. But you almost got to do that. If you're going to do that, you need to talk about like what you did wrong.
He did it once. Okay.
I think it was after they lost to Phoenix. It was easy because it was the first loss of the game, first loss of the season, and they're 3-1, and you know there's no finger point. I'll point the finger at myself. It was easy then, and he's like, yeah, you know, I got to get these guys open or whatever the case may be. Now you didn't lost, what, 4 or 5 or something like that. Now it's now somebody else's fault. It's the effort. It's all this other stuff. Yeah, you keep that in-house.
Well, it could be true.
I think I'm with JJ on this one.
Talk about it.
Well, just because, remember, we'll take it back to the Luke Walton years. And
oh, good.
For so long, we were asking for accountability and all that. I think that's just what JJ's doing here. Like, maybe he is doing it in the locker room, but maybe these guys need to hear it outside and stuff like that. I think he's just, I see it as just him holding them accountable. And if D'Lo is, like, able to handle it or whatever, then he'll fix it.
You can hold me accountable without embarrassing me. Because now this clip is all over the place, embarrassing me as a player. You can hold me accountable. That's fine. You don't have to embarrass me to hold me accountable. You talk to me, player to coach, man to man, and tell me what I need to do right and what I need to do better. You don't need to embarrass me and tell everybody about everything that's going on publicly.
Is this the...
You ain't going to hold me more accountable because you told the media. Like, just hold me accountable. Stop with all the games.
What if he benches D'Angelo Russell?
You better make sure it works.
Well, what I mean is, if he winds up benching D'Angelo Russell, this is what you point to, right? Because at some point he has to. This is a complete hypothetical. Let me go back 2 seconds. Because what I was going to ask you is this AP? Is this Antonio Pierce making that business decisions remark, and? You know, kind of apologizing for that later, and is this similar to that?
It's along those lines. That's a great point. But it's along those lines. Like, that was
two young coaches.
Yeah.
I mean, you can feel however you want to about Antonio Pierce. He is a young coach.
Right.
J.J. Redick, the same exact thing. Two young coaches with some missteps after the podium after some frustrating losses.
It's absolutely along those lines. And like I said, I don't want to say too much, but that felt a little unacceptable. Like that seemed a little out of pocket for him to say that about him publicly. especially like when it's not outside of LeBron, it's not like anybody else was killing. And I know he was asked directly about D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
D'Lo. But you could have masked that up with saying, yeah, D'Lo did. But, you know, it was one of those games where there's a lot of people who didn't do what they were supposed to do. You know, us as a whole, we didn't do what we had to do. Like, you can mask that up instead of just leaving him out there to dry.
Let's run this back one more time.
D'Lo only played 21 minutes tonight. What did you see there? Why did you make the decision in the second half to go away from him?
Again, just level of compete, attention to detail, you know, some of the things we, you know, have talked with him about for a couple of weeks. And at times he's been really good with that stuff. And other times, you know, it's just reverting back to certain habits. But, you know, it wasn't like a punishment. It just felt like, you know, for us to have a chance to win this game, that was the route we wanted to take.
D'Lo.
So. Okay, give me 10 seconds.
Only played 21 minutes tonight. What did you see there? Why did you make the decision in the second half to go away from him?
How would you answer that?
I would say to win the game, you know, the way the game was going.
The second part. So basically the second part of his answer.
Right. I would say, you know, I just felt for us to win, we needed a different change of pace. Went to some other guys and thought that would give us a better chance to win tonight. But to be honest with you, if you look at it, we got outscored. I'm looking at it 3-8, 11. We got outscored by 11 points in the second half. So we didn't play him as much in the second half, and we still got our ass beat. So it's not about how much I didn't play him or didn't play him. We as a collective, we got to be better. Because I thought it would help us win if I reduced his minutes in the second half, and we still got our ass whooped. So we need to look collectively.
He was looking for something.
Yeah, exactly. I'm looking for something here. We need to look as a collective to say we've got to be better. LeBron, he played a good game, but we can't rely on LeBron every night. We're going to need all these guys to come together and play at a certain level and compete at a certain level.
So make it more general.
Yeah. Because it is more general. Like you said, I didn't see the game, but if they're talking about D'Lo didn't play in the second half and they still were minus 11 in the second half, he wasn't a problem. The only problem.
Okay. Fair. Fair. The question was about D'Angelo.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I would get that he fell in. You could even say fell into the trap. I would have got that off of the singular person and talked about the group as a whole. Yeah, because he was asked about D'Angelo. I would start there, and I'd say, but this isn't about D'Angelo. This is about what we need to do
so
as a collective.
When someone says a level of compete, that's isn't that just a different term for effort?
Mm-hmm.
Well, just because they got outscored by 11 doesn't mean they weren't trying. They're just not as good, or at least they weren't as good last night.
Right.
JJ's concern, and I'm not trying to present an argument for either side. I already beat Jesse in the debate yesterday. I don't need to keep
that
doing that.
What? I don't even think you did. No. I'm going to contest the judge's results.
I'm not trying to make a case for what JJ was saying. I'm just because you got outscored by 11 in the second half doesn't mean you weren't out there trying.
Mm-hmm.
He clearly saw something in D'Angelo Russell or the way that he was playing that was bothering him.
Mm-hmm.
And he felt like he's not competing. I need someone to go out there and compete. I need someone out there. And I don't know. Again, we're changing a word for a phrase. Mm-hmm. I need someone to go out there and put out more effort.
Mm.
In that scenario, I don't think it's fair to put it on the group. I don't think it's fair to make it more of a generic term because your boy played 26 minutes last night. If I'm Cam Reddish and I went out there and busted my ass and I hear my coach say that, it's like, coach, what? Like I busted, like I went out there and worked my ass off.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's a, that's a thing coaches do to avoid the conversation we're having right now. Mm-hmm. I had a conversation with Complex. We got an email a couple of nights ago. Me, you, Katie, Gavin, our crew in San Francisco, we all got an email on the eve of the election. Mm-hmm. And Complex said to me yesterday, he was like, hey, I that wasn't really for you guys. Mm-hmm. I was like, no. Like, I understand. You did it the right way. Mm-hmm. It was, hey, guys, let's try to approach everything this way. And it was written to all of us rather than being written to one person.
Right.
It's the same exact thing that you're talking about. Mm-hmm. But in this sense, in Complex's sense, the action hadn't happened yet. Mm-hmm. In this sense, it did. If we had received that email today, it was like, man, did you hear what we did? Mm-hmm. We was like, celebrate. Like, we was good. Mm-hmm. It kind of feel weird. If I was Cam Reddish and I'm out there busting my ass and I hear coach say, yeah, the level compete with our team was bad, but he really meant with D'Angelo Russell, mm-hmm. I'd have a problem. Maybe you don't address that at the podium, effort part. Because when you question someone's effort, hey, D'Angelo couldn't hit shots. He was a little erratic with the ball. Mm-hmm. That happens. Mm-hmm. That's basketball. Questioning someone's effort, though, again, like we said to start all of it, you can't unsay that.
Right.
It's been said.
Right. And this is the thing that I always get people, a lot of people, and Scooter and all these people, like, they say, oh, what did he say wrong? Well, you wouldn't be a coach. Like, people would stop playing for you if you just go out there and say, this is right, so I'm just going to say it to the media every time. Yeah. People would turn on you in three games. Yeah. Like, that's not how this thing works. You can hold these guys accountable without embarrassing them. That's what I believe in. Now, maybe that's right or wrong, but you because you didn't say D'Angelo Russell's name in a press conference and single him out in a press conference does not mean you didn't hold him accountable. We talk about that with Luke Walton. Just because he didn't say Buddy Hield was terrible on
defense.
Buddy
Hield's the greatest shooter in the history of the sport. I don't know what you're talking about.
Just because he didn't say that to James Hamm mm-hmm. doesn't mean he didn't tell Buddy, your defense is terrible.
Yeah.
And I think people that look at these things and watch these things conflate the two. Just because they're not embarrassing somebody and singling them out publicly does not mean they're not holding people accountable. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it means they're not doing what – but they're two separate things.
Yeah.
And – he could have, to a certain degree, protected D'Angelo Russell publicly and held him accountable privately. And not even just privately, like man to man, but he could have held him accountable in front of the entire team and singled him out that way. He didn't have to do it that way. There's different ways of going about it. That's how I would coach. I wouldn't do that to a player in public.
I get it and I understand. I also want to point out like how confusing it is to keep seeing D'Lo's name in the chat. Like it's very like I'm looking at it like what is it? Like it's very very frustrating. Let me ask if D'Angelo was a younger player mm-hmm. versus a player who has a little bit of a reputation. Mm-hmm. Would it be different? Like, because if D'Angelo was in year three, I'd be like, JJ, that's whack. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. that sticks with him now.
Right.
Like, give him, especially year three, you know, in basketball today, he might be 21 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, at worst, you know, he's 24. Like, give this kid a chance to, like, figure some things out. Like, right. that's tough to walk back. D'Angelo's been in the league for a minute. Mm-hmm. And he has like people feel a certain way about him, especially on the defensive end. Mm-hmm. His effort has been questioned by coaches in the past. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that plays into this a little bit as well. Whereas, I mean, I don't want to try to pretend like I understand what JJ Redick is thinking, but I also like I don't need to protect D'Angelo Russell. He's been in this league forever. Mm-hmm. I need to protect Dalton Connect. Mm-hmm. I don't need to protect D'Angelo Russell. He might feel like, I don't know, he might feel like he knows how to handle this.
Yeah.
And I got to do something.
And he would know that better than we would because mm-hmm. he deals with them every day. Here's another part about it as well, though, to that point. You may not need to protect him. And here's a cerebral, long-term thinking. You may not need to protect him, but you may need to trade him. Yeah. So going out and saying sure. this guy just doesn't compete,
yeah,
that doesn't help you trying to get rid of him.
Yeah, you're right.
But to your point, though, the reputation's already out there. Maybe
But yes, you're right. But also, if you're trading for D'Angelo Russell, you're probably just trading for his contract.
True, true.
Like, I can't envision someone going, God damn it, you know what we need? Give me Rob Pelinka. I need D'Angelo Russell. Like who? And I don't mean to, like, who says that?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there's a team that's competing, like, seriously competing at a high level, mm-hmm. that says that. Mm-hmm. So you know what we need? We need to get off some of this money. You know, D'Lo, we could completely get off of his contract. If we move this one, that saves us $17 million. We get him back over here. Whew, we're in a much better position next year.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you go get D'Angelo Russell at this point.
Yeah.
So he doesn't have to have an effort. He just needs to have a contract.
As simple as that. Simple as that. Just the contract. The other thing about that, too, is you look at somebody, and this is what this is one of the things that I talk about with like the TCs of the world. If you go around, I'm sure there's somebody who doesn't feel this way. But for the most part, you go around the NFL, current and past players that have played for Kyle Shanahan, 100% approval rating. Mm-hmm. Because he wouldn't do that.
Sure.
They talk about that all the time. They say he's a player's coach. He understands the players. And he what he thinks is a private moment with Brandon Ayuk on the practice field, yeah, he'll light his ass up about mm-hmm. him not having the right shorts on. Mm-hmm. He's not going to go to that podium
did
and talk
about that. Did he ever address
that?
He didn't. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he did address it, but it was like flippantly. It was like, because, and the only reason he addressed because people had seen it. He was like, oh, well, yeah.
Yeah, it got caught on camera. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's it. Like, if that didn't get caught on camera, he wouldn't have come up there and said something. And I know JJ was asked about D'Lo. He didn't openly just start talking crazy about him. But even when a player's coach, Kyle Shanahan or somebody else, is asked about him, there's a way that they go about like protecting them publicly. And JJ, maybe it's just a learning experience. Maybe he won't handle it the same way. Maybe he will. I don't know.
You know what would help D'Angelo Russell's effort? A better night's sleep. And the best way to get a better night's sleep is to take advantage of the Black Friday savings that are going on right now over at Matthews Mattress. You like that, didn't you?
That's
good work. Save up to $1,000 off select Beauty Rest Black adjustable mattress sets and check out door buster pricing on Beauty Rest Harmony Queen mattresses for just $498. That is nearly half off. Mm. Beauty Rest Black is what I have in every room in my house. It is absolutely incredible. Everybody who stays at the house, we got the Mattson suite upstairs. He's a big fan of the Beauty Rest Black up there. We've got another room downstairs that's got the Beauty Rest Black. It is a tremendous bed, and it's one of the many mattresses that are on sale right now. Casey, you can get 60-month special financing with no money down on approved credit with equal monthly payments required. First step. Find the location nearest you.
That's right. And check this out. You buy five, sleep by nine with free same-day delivery, free removal of your old set, and Matthews Mattress unbeatable 10% price guarantee is in full effect, man. So they got you.
MatthewsMattress.com. Find the location nearest you. We'll come back. We're going to get back to the Sacramento Kings. And where's that button? Hey! They say this is a big, rich town. We got power rankings coming up next here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. NBA is awful tonight.
Oh.
There are three games, one NBA TV game. The rest will be League Pass. They all start at 5, and five of the six teams are under 500. Two of the teams are 1-6.
Jeez. Well, once again, you keep bringing up the records. You know, I don't know what the significance of bringing up the records is. You could just say the schedule's not good.
Well, you're 100% right, Doc. I just thought I'd point it out because it is a battle of 1-6 teams between the Bucks and the Utah Jazz.
Now, see, once again, this is one of those things where I think we've been playing better than the record shows. You know, and I know 1-6
Why
and 1-6.
Why on earth do you think that?
Well, I mean, if you look at the games and you just really look at them, I think we're probably the best 1-6 team in the game.
Doc, how many orange? All right. Go throw some oranges, Doc. This lineup is awful. The NBA should be ashamed of itself.
Oh, they should.
However, I'm not mad because there is a football game that I'm interested in.
There is.
It's the Ravens and the Bengals. People think the Bengals might be doing something right now. This
not
is obviously
sure why.
Well,
I think T. Higgins is out tonight too.
This is a huge step to show that they are or they aren't, and it's the Ravens and the Bengals tonight. So anytime I can watch Lamar, great. Anytime I can watch Lamar by himself, perfect.
Mm.
So we'll be locked in to that
Bengals
game.
They're sneaky 4-5.
Yeah.
I was just trying to think about like what the records. I was like, why are people so high? They probably got like 2 wins.
Mm-mm.
No, sneaky 4-5.
No,
and technically they're only 2 games behind Baltimore. You win tonight, you're a game behind with the first leg of the tiebreaker. So yeah, it is a big game in Baltimore. Real quick, because I know we're about to get into football. The night that we're having in the NBA tonight,
mm-hmm.
I hope and I think it will change with this new media deal, like stop being afraid of the NFL
mm-hmm.
and give us some real stuff.
Yeah.
And that goes with, like we mentioned a couple weeks ago, they're going to have national TV every night. Mm-hmm. So they're not going to shy away, I don't think, from the NBA, from the NFL on Thursdays
yeah.
with this new deal.
Yeah, or
that it's still being fought for by was that
Warner Brothers yeah. Discovery?
Yeah. Give it up.
Imagine your girlfriend breaks up with you and you take her to court.
Give it up. I read a story where like the NBA is kind of just ignoring them in court.
Well, there's clearly something that they're really confident about.
The NBA.
Yeah. Like there was something in the, I just can't figure out why they're fighting so hard for that. Like, I guess I can. No, I can't. Like, why would you
moved on a little bit?
Why would you want to be a partner with someone who clearly doesn't want to be partners with you?
Right.
I want a divorce. No. That is not how this works.
I've gotten remarried.
That's facts, though. Oh, and my God.
They're still trying to do their thing.
Yeah,
the person had already walked down the aisle and everything.
Yeah.
They're still trying to hold on. So I don't know.
And they got a bigger ring, too.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I forgot what they said in the story, how they – it was some legal terminology. But I think the – like they're trying to take it to a court and all this other stuff. And what did they say? They said Warner Brothers Discovery had called for a number of different depositions or something or – I forgot. So the NBA hadn't called for any. They hadn't called for any. They're just like, whatever.
The NBA is out there like, so? You can do whatever you want to. It's like when we were obviously we're in a much better mood than we were yesterday. We weren't really in the joking manner yesterday at like 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
But I saw Vince McMahon was trending.
Oh,
did you see why?
No, but I think I know.
That man knows he's going to get a
damn pardon. Damn, oh, man. Yeah, man. So, jeez.
But what I was going to say was the first, when he went to trial, the steroid trial, his defense, Jerry McDivitt, his attorney, they called no witnesses. They presented no evidence. The prosecution presented their case, and Jerry McDivitt was like, yeah, dude, we rest. And I think that's what the NBA is doing. The TNT is like, oh, we got this. And the NBA is like, nah, judge, we rest. We got nothing.
So they've called on nobody.
Absolutely no one.
Oh, man.
That's incredible.
But
absolutely
incredible. NFL, they've got my attention tonight. And then, you know, it's that time of year. There's going to be some college basketball. I'm going to find somebody to watch tonight.
Somebody, probably
UC Irvine or something like that.
I'm sure you will. There's some good games in the association this weekend. Obviously, it starts tonight. I am very interested in this game in Baltimore between the Bengals and the Ravens, for sure. There's a couple of other ones that I think are worth keeping an eye on. Steelers and Commanders, that's a big one.
That is a good game.
Steelers and Commanders, that's a game. Well, that might be a power rankings game, man. We'll talk about that in just a second. And the Lions and the Texans, the Sunday night.
Yeah.
That's a big one right there, too.
Do we still feel the same way about the Texans as like...
I'm good. I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm gonna admit something though. I said last Thursday I didn't like that game for the Texans on the road in New York short week. I didn't like that. I didn't know Detroit was next. I really would have tried to find some motivational speech to give in that locker room. Like, hey, come on, make that game maybe a little bit bigger than it actually was.
Yeah.
Because this, I think the Texans are in a position where they're winning that division without a lot of resistance. Mm-hmm. But I had higher expectations for them. I know they have higher expectations for themselves. Mm-hmm. But this could send them to 6-4. Like, they're going to have to, I think, people believe the Texans are good. I think people believe the Lions are great. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to surprise some people with this one. And you'll have to do it on both sides of the ball. And given where Houston's at, that could be really difficult.
Yeah.
Because Stephon ain't coming back. And I don't think Nico's back this week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he's still got another week or two, I think.
I think so, too. So it's a very uphill battle to beat the Detroit Lions.
You know what it reminds me of a little bit? It reminds me of the 49ers a couple weeks ago. Where
against
take your pick. I mean, I think it was against the Chiefs where they lost all their wide receivers. Like Juwan was out, mm-hmm. Brandon Ayuk ripped his knee up, and Debo left in the first play. And Christian McCaffrey isn't there, and it was just like what I kept saying and what a lot of people kept saying was just, man, just get to the bye. You'll start getting people back. You'll get healthy. And obviously, Stephon's not coming back. Brandon Ayuk's not coming back. But the Niners are getting people back. I think that's where the Texans are right now. Try to stay above water. Make sure that you don't fall off or lose too many more people. And then you'll start getting some of these guys back. You already got Mixon back, I think, a week ago. That's mm-hmm. You got the running back. He had been out since week two. Nico should be coming back after that. And now you can start to, feel good about yourselves as far as the personnel. But it's going to be tough, trying to do all that without those components going up against a team like the Lions.
Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a tough one. But those are the games I'm looking forward to the most. And then there's the 49ers and the Bucks. Mm-hmm. And I thought Jesse kind of made a good note. These teams are pretty simple. This is actually a huge game for both of them.
Yeah, it is.
I know the talk, and we looked up at NFL Live earlier. Christian McCaffrey, there's the weight of the world on his Achilles, for at least the weight of the 49ers world on his Achilles. Bucks, they suffered. Again, the similarities between the two. They lost Evans, Godwin, and just one swift motion, and they've been fighting like hell ever since. But
Monday was a tough loss for them, man, because they played well. They had an opportunity.
They played well enough to win.
Yeah, and that's to come away with that without the win is a little demoralizing. And then 6 days later, you've got to go up against a 49ers team that's fresh off a bye and getting guys back. It's a tough spot for Tampa Bay. I remember Joe was kind of reading their schedule down and he was talking about, man, between this Chiefs game, Niners game, I think they've got another tough game. If they could find a way to just get through there, get a win or two somewhere and get through there, the schedule lightens up, in theory, after the next game or two. But they got to find a way to get there, because if they get to that part of the schedule, 4-7, might be no coming back from that. Mm-hmm. So, and especially like we kind of broke down, it might be tough already because we broke down yesterday for the Niners, but same thing would hold true for Tampa Bay. I think their only path to the playoffs is the division. So you talk about you got 7 losses and you're far behind Atlanta and you're the wild cards and not an option at all. So they've got to find a way. Hopefully they don't, for my sake, find a way this week. But after this week, go ahead, go on a run. I don't care. But they got to start turning some things around. And the Niners, this is one of those two games I talked about. Like, you got to win the next two games. Mm. The mm-hmm. next 2 weeks are must wins.
Who was the next one? Seattle?
Seattle.
Yeah.
Put them away. Get this game against a banged-up Bucks team. You have to go into the game against Green Bay 6-4. If not, we've got serious, serious issues. So it's a big game for them, obviously, going without saying.
Boy, look at this. Bucks bye week after this.
Okay.
At the Giants.
Maybe it was just getting past this game.
At the Panthers. Versus the Raiders.
Oh, man.
At the Chargers. At the Cowboys. Another game against the Panthers. And they end against the Saints.
Oh, my goodness.
They could go on an 8-game winning streak.
They could lose this game and be all right.
Just fine. You know, the tough part, though, is they don't have any games left against the Falcons. Mm. They lost both of them.
Mm. And they're already 2 games back.
Yeah.
So there's a 3-game difference there, essentially.
That's tough.
Mm.
Tough.
Yeah. Mm. But I don't know. The thing about that, though, is I don't know if the Falcons are going to – I think they're a good team. I don't know if they're going to run away and hide. You know, they're going to drop some. They're going to drop some games. And Tampa Bay, let's say they did lose to the 49ers. You know, you got 6 losses at that point. Like you just mentioned, you could go on a run. Maybe after that bye, you get Evans back, you know, and you got weaker competition. You could go on a run. You could win out. You can win out with that schedule.
Absolutely. You absolutely could. Hmm. But it's football. Weird stuff happens.
Weird stuff does happen. I actually think Carolina might finish the season a little better than people think. Like, I don't think – like, not, that doesn't mean, like, wins. That means the way they play.
Did we say they're in – they're over – in Germany? They're somewhere weird.
They got the Giants
this week.
Germany. Yeah. Munich. Yeah. So, you know, the – real quick with the 49ers and Christian McCaffrey. I saw a clip from Richard Sherman on his podcast. He was talking about, he said specifically, I heard it from the horse's mouth. I'm good. I'm ready to go. I'm good. He said, I probably could have came back 2 weeks ago, but Niners wanted to be super cautious with what's going on. I'm as good as I could possibly be. Like, you can't predict whether or not it's going to come back, but he said, talking about Christian McCaffrey. He says, I'm good.
I thought she was talking about Jake Moody.
I wonder if he talks to him at all.
I very highly doubt it. Very highly doubt it.
Yeah. He said he heard straight from Christian that he's good. He is ready to go, and the 49ers will play him accordingly. So
I like it.